Maundy Thursday, Jesus' last words from John and the Psalms. The disciples missed much of what Jesus says to them, and they long to understand. In order to make sense of this tragedy, they go back to Scripture to see what they missed. They found in the Scripture from Psalm 22, "They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots." And Psalm 69, "For my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink." While Jesus is on the cross, he continues to do the work he came to do. He shows us how to build relationships. He sees his mother and a disciple standing at his feet, and even though he is suffering, he cares for his mother. His responsibility to his mother, as the oldest son, is to find her protection, and in the disciple he calls her son. Jesus does just that. When we hear the words, "It is finished," we are puzzled. Jesus' purpose is to restore our relationship with God and with each other, with family, and with neighbor, and yes, even with our enemy. Jesus continues to want a good relationship with his creation. Jesus is constantly calling community into relationship. Jesus decides when it is finished. Jesus gives up his spirit, and he will die. He gives his life for all. Jesus brings us back to God in a way only God can provide. God wants us to bring this good news to all people, not to judge, but to proclaim. Do you now know what is about to happen? Do you now know how important it is to love all people? Jesus loved even his enemies because God created all things and God can save all things. It had to end for Jesus so it can begin for us. Our life changed because of the death of the Messiah on the cross. Our life and the life we will continue to have could not be possible without Jesus dying in our place. Jesus feeds us at the altar and washes our feet because of the relationship he has and wants to have with all his creation. I cannot stress enough the importance of a good relationship with God and with God's creation. Jesus loved us so we can love each other. Jesus died for us so we would not die but have eternal life. On this holy day of Maundy Thursday, when you take the body and blood of Christ, remember this is the blood that gives us life eternal. Jesus is the light to the world, and darkness will not overcome it. Jesus said, "If you do not eat my body and drink my blood, you have no part in me." Jesus is the light, and because Jesus gave up his spirit, that light went out on the cross. However, we know it will come again on Easter morning, and then we will again see the light of the Christ that is the open gate of God's salvation. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, when facing death, Jesus thought of his mother Mary and commended her to the disciple whom he loved. Inspire us by this act of care within community so we can live with one another in holy love, knowing Jesus is the open gate to your love and salvation. Amen.